listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Happy New Year. This is something that many people say this time of year, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian. Really, we wish everyone a Happy New Year. And a lot of times, people will add other phrases to that, such as a Happy and Blessed New Year or a Happy and Prosperous New Year. But one thing that we need to first of all think and realize is first of all that God does desire for us to have a blessed new year. And that may not always mean that everything's going to be nice and smooth. But it is right for us to wish that people would have a happy new year and would have a blessed new year. And one of the things that we need to realize when we're thinking about this is to realize that, first of all, God is sovereign, and sometimes he may want to take you through a difficult period, and he may actually lead you through that difficult period to make you stronger, to draw you closer to him, or to glorify himself in you or through you. And we'll talk about some of those things today. But also, we need to realize that if this year wasn't happy, and it wasn't happy because of maybe certain things that you could have changed by maybe being more diligent to do certain things or not do certain things or say certain things or not say certain things, then things next year will likely be the same unless you change. And so we'll be talking about this also, the importance of our inner being changing and prospering for us to be in health and prosper outwardly. And so, first of all, we're going to look at a passage or a verse, a phrase that we quite often quote. In fact, we quote it every sermon. After every sermon, we quote this passage, and it is from Numbers chapter 26, beginning of verse 24, we read, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." So this should be our hope for others. This is a passage, actually, if we look at the Bible, the actual original passage of that, this is what Moses instructed Aaron at the direction of God, that Aaron and his sons were to use this phrase, and of course it wasn't in English, it was in Hebrew, but they were to use this phrase to bless the congregation of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. So that is, first of all, realizing and acknowledging that all blessings come from God. Anything good in your life comes from God. And the Lord keep you. So that is his ability to keep us even when sometimes we want to go astray, and sometimes when we may go through a difficult period, that God would still be there keeping us. The Lord make his face shine upon you. So the presence of God shining upon you is important, and be gracious to you. One of the things, really, if we look at life and we look at really what we deserve, every one of us deserves death and hell. The fact that we aren't there now is because God is gracious and merciful, and it is good for us to wish that others would have God's grace applied to them. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And this peace can happen even in the midst of a storm. God can keep you even in the midst of a storm. His face can shine upon you even in the midst of a storm. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Welcome back to a Faster PC Live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Questions ready to help you resolve those computer and technical questions as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590. Type your questions into the comment section on the Facebook or YouTube video. And, of course, you can listen on the TuneIn app as well. Lots of ways. You can even, if you have Alexa or Google, just say, "Hey, Alexa," or "Hey, Google, play WPSL or play WCNO, and guess what? It will do so, and we're on those stations right now, so you'll be able to actually listen to us there. And we are going to be going over, in addition to answering your computer questions today, we're going to be going over some of the latest security threats out there, some of the things that we are seeing, and also, in addition to that, we'll be talking about how you can watch the national championship game. We're talking about the college football national championship game. That's Monday. And, I don't watch a lot of college football, but the national championship game is one that I like to watch. And I was able last weekend to watch parts of the two games that led up to this game. So the two teams playing, in each of the games, that the winners of those went on to the national championship game. I did get to watch parts of both of those, and I did that on YouTube TV, but those were on ESPN, and I'm not sure whether they were simulcast to ABC. But this game, the national championship game, is going to be simulcast. Well, it's going to be on ESPN, their channels, I think ESPN and ESPN2, and it also will be simulcast over to ABC. So one of the things that you will be able to do, there's a few ways that you can watch this game if you want to. First of all, you can get an antenna. Now, if you get an antenna, depending on where you live, you may need to get a really good quality one. And when I say really good quality, you can get a really good quality antenna for much less than $100. It doesn't cost a huge amount of money to get a really good antenna. But you're not going to, and when I talk about antenna, I'm talking about a digital antenna. And you're not going to be able to just get one of those that you put inside your house and like stick on your window or something, unless you live fairly close to the ABC station. Of course, they have one in West Palm. I'm sure they have them in Orlando and in Miami and other locations. But many of those in our radio listening area would be tuning in West Palm. And so, unless you live very close to that station, you're not going to be able to get that with an antenna that's in your house or even in your attic. You're going to need an antenna that's outside of your house on a pole up high. And the ones that I'm talking about, they actually can rotate. So you can actually there's a button that you can press inside your house and they'll rotate until you get a better signal. And you'll have to play around. If you're using an antenna, you'll have to play around and try to figure out exactly where the ABC station is. I can tell you that I haven't used an antenna outside my house on a pole, but I haven't been able to get ABC. So I've had an antenna in my house in the attic, and I do know some people that have even had the higher quality antennas even in their house. It just pointed at various directions. But you're going to have to go through, if it's in your house or in your attic, you're having to go through wood. Depending on the structure of your house, you may have to go through metal also. If you're going through metal studs, boy, that will really cut down the signal. So, being outside on a pole high up, we've had some customers that are really, I wouldn't consider them very high tech, but they've had, even one of them had an older style antenna, the kind that have all the metal pipes that go out, but he was able to get stations from Orlando. He was able to get all the West Palm stations. He was able to get stations from even Miami sometimes. And so this is doable, but it will take a little bit of time. You may want to practice ahead of time just to make sure you get, you know about where that station is if you're going to check it out that way. A few other ways that you can watch this game, if you don't, of course, if you have cable, you're going to be able to get ESPN, ESPN2, and ABC. But if you don't have cable, and you want to watch this and you want to stream this, well, one of the things that you can do is you can actually sign up for a streaming package through Disney. Now, Disney owns ESPN, and they have streaming packages where you can just subscribe to ESPN and ESPN Plus. They have other packages where you can subscribe to Disney Plus ESPN, and then they have packages where you can subscribe to Hulu, the archived Hulu, plus Disney and ESPN, and they have other packages where you can subscribe to Hulu Live, which includes live TV and all of the archived Hulu content. Hulu originally started out with just archived content where you can watch movies and shows that have happened in the past. But now they do have live as well. And their live does include the ESPN contract as well. Now, when I say that you can subscribe, they also have free trials. And all of the streaming packages out there have free trials. So when you think about Sling is one of them, you have YouTube TV, you have, and I'm not sure exactly what the AT&T DirecTV is called right now, but they have had in the past, they've called it AT&T TV Now, they've called it DirecTV Now, they've changed the name a few times. But they're the same company. AT&T owns DirecTV, and you can watch it that way as well. And again, signing up for even a trial package of this game. So this is one of the ways that you can watch this. Again, you can sign up for trials, and you know, of course, the people that are signing up for the trial, they're going to hope that you like it and that you'll stay around. But I do know that some people are out there. I know I have some friends that have signed up for trials just so they can watch the World Series or the Super Bowl or something like that. And certainly, you know, there are many providers out there. So, you know, if you were one of those that wanted to do that, you could sign up for a trial. And then the next time there's something, sign up for a trial there as well. You know, you could do that if you don't want to actually pay for it. You only want to watch special events. But of course, those companies, they do provide the product, the streaming services all the time. And if you have a package, a streaming package like one from Hulu Live or DirecTV Now or AT&T TV Now, whatever they call it, Sling, if you have YouTube TV, you could watch not only the college championship game, but you could watch the various NFL games that are aired on broadcast. You could also watch the Super Bowl. You could watch the World Series. You could watch basketball. Of course, if you're into to HGTV or you're into Hallmark Channel or any of those others, you can watch those as well. But we did want to bring that to your attention, just show you some various ways that you can actually watch this game if you're into it. And of course, you know, we want you to be able to watch the game if you would choose to do so.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5958, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to answer your computer and technical questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical issues as well. And one thing, hey, we're here. And if you have questions, you can get them answered. We want you to get your computer and technical questions answered today here on the show. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, or type your questions into the comment section of the live videos going on right now over on Facebook and YouTube. And we've actually been going over this. Now, in the last segment, we did actually show you,
or go over how you can watch the college championship game. So if you missed that or want to watch that again, want to listen to the various ways you can watch that, well, you can actually head over to our website after the show is over, click on the link to listen to or watch a Faster PC radio, click on that link to take you either to Facebook or YouTube, or you can watch that in its entirety. One of the things that we did want to go over here is just, I was just checking through our emails, and I actually found, because one of the things we talk about is how to determine whether an email is a legitimate email or not. And we actually show this and demonstrate this on this show. And we actually don't often have an email like this that makes it through our spam filter. We will have to mark this email in our spam filter so that it is caught, hopefully, next time. But I'm going to actually switch over to a full screen. I'll verbally describe what I'm showing on the screen. I'll verbally describe this for those that are listening on the radio, but just know that you can head over to our Facebook page if you're at a place where you can watch it safely. If you're driving down the road, don't do that, but you can watch it later because it is being recorded as well. Well, one thing, we actually got this email, and the email says that it claims to be from Wells Fargo. And the item says, security alert, unrecognized login notice, your online access frozen, validate now .pdf. And so, first of all, they don't know whether I have a Wells Fargo account or not, but they know that, it's a bank, it's a big bank. And so what are the chances that the person receiving this will have a Wells Fargo account? Well, anyone could have a Wells Fargo account, and some of the people, a certain percentage of the people will have a Wells Fargo account. Now, if you had a Wells Fargo account, if I had a Wells Fargo account and there was an unrecognized login and my online access was frozen, then I would definitely want to validate. But here's what we want to really train you on and teach you about. First of all, you want to determine, did this actually come from Wells Fargo? Now, one thing that's interesting, if you look at this email, the email is mostly in plain text. And quite often, if Wells Fargo had actually sent an email, quite often it would have their logos in it. It looks like it actually should have had some of that, but it just didn't display. And it probably didn't display because the address is not trusted, because I could choose that I want to trust this address, and then images would be displayed, and it would probably look very much like a Wells Fargo email. It probably would have their logo. It probably would say, would look like it came from them. But if we look at the from address, the send from address, it says Wells Fargo Bank Verification, and then it says via Google Drive. Now, you've got to really think analytically and critically through these things when you get an email. Typically, you really in computers, when you're thinking about, is this legitimate or not, rather than just trusting everything you see, you really need to question everything you see. And you really want to actually look at the email and with a suspicious eye, and realize that not everyone out there sending emails is legitimate. Not everyone has your best interest in mind. And some of them are scammers that are trying to separate you from your money, or infect your computer, or encrypt your data, or some other type of malicious activity. So Wells Fargo, if Wells Fargo in sent something, they wouldn't send it via Google Drive. And the email actually says drive-share-dm-noreply@google.com. So this is the address, the email address that this came from. Now, I can guarantee you if Wells Fargo had sent me an email address, they would actually send it from their domain.com, which I believe is wellsfargo.com. So, I should actually look for that email coming from them. Also, another thing is it had the to field and it had our email address here, but look in the CC field, it has a whole bunch of other addresses. Now, if Wells Fargo were really sending out an email to me about a compromise of my account and a locking of my account, they wouldn't be also sending that same email to a whole bunch of other people. That's a red flag to actually look at here. And if we look at the actual hyperlinks of the images that are here, you see that they're not coming from wellsfargo.com. You see that they're actually, you see the hyperlinks, you see ssl.gstatic.com, you see also supercontacthask.eu, and you see again another gstatic.com, a google.com, and that is a Google shared document. And by the way, I took a screenshot of this so that I could black out our email address. But if I hadn't done this, if I were in my email application and I hovered over these hyperlinks, I would actually, in the lower left-hand corner, the actual address that it's going to would actually show up in the lower left-hand corner. And that's another thing that you should do when you receive an email. You're trying to determine, is this a legitimate email or not? Should I click on this link? Should I open this attachment? You want to actually check this out. You want to hover over those links. Make sure that you don't click. And it can be really easy to accidentally click sometimes with certain mice, and also if you're on a laptop computer, the touchpad, sometimes even if you're moving your finger to actually navigate or move the cursor, sometimes if you press down too hard, it can look like a click, or it can actually click when you didn't intend to click. So you want to be very cautious that you don't actually click on one of these links, because first of all, when you click on the link, the spammer that sent that to you, or the hacker, the scammer that sent that to you, is going to get a notification that you clicked on a link. What happens then? Well, we don't know what that link is. Maybe the link launches malicious code that starts infecting your computer. But if it doesn't, the least that can happen is that they know that you actually saw the email and clicked on a link, and guess how many more emails like that you're going to be getting? You're going to be getting a whole bunch of those types of emails in the future. If you thought you were getting a lot of these scams, now you're going to get way more if you actually click on one of these links. You'll also see that some of these actually do link to a Google Drive. Now, what's Google Drive? It's cloud storage that's provided by Google. So if you use Google, you can actually go out to google.com. You can download, or you can upload files to Google Drive, and you can share them with other people. And, but you don't want to just open up any old file from Google Drive. Just because it's on Google Drive doesn't mean it's a safe file. And one thing that you need to know is that files can be infected. JPEG files, which are images, can be infected. PNG files, which are images, can be infected. PDF files can be infected. So you want to be very cautious and very, you don't want to click unless you know the person that sent you something and unless you know that they were going to send you that. And really, if you want to really be safe, call them up and see if you know them. See, did you send this? And let me tell you this, don't send them an email asking them if you sent it, because if the email address has been compromised, if a hacker has access to that email address, they will respond back to you, yes, I sent it, it's safe, go ahead and open it. But you want to check that. You don't want to just trust, you don't want to just believe that. You want to actually check and verify that that is accurate and that the person actually sent it to you. So it's always safest just to contact. If there's a link to click, if there's an attachment to open, it's always safest to check with that sender to make sure that they actually sent it. Now, again, this Google Drive file, what can happen? Anyone can go out and get a Google account and create a Google account and upload something to Google Drive and then share it. And if it is a malicious content, Google will find out about it and shut it down. But until they do, they can use that file and that Google Drive link and do wreak havoc on people's computers. So you don't want to just trust it just because it's on Google Drive or maybe it's on Microsoft's OneDrive or SharePoint or another trusted company out there. You don't want to just trust it just because it's a known company that is hosting the file. If it is a malicious file, once the provider finds out that it's malicious, they'll shut it down. But until that happens, it can be dangerous. And you see here again another file from Google Drive. Now again, if Wells Fargo is sending me a file, they're not going to send it via that Google Drive. And so you see here. You're receiving this email because it has an email address here, and the email address is not a Wells Fargo email address. It's a email address that ends in accesstask.supercontacttask.eu. So that is the Google account that is sharing this file. Now, really, if you had a Wells Fargo account and you received an email like this, one of the best ways to check it out to see whether it is legitimate or not would be just go out and go to wellsfargo.com. If you have this account, go there. This is their website. Use your username and password, log in, and see whether your access really is frozen. You can also call the bank, and when you call the bank, I would encourage you, do not Google the bank's phone number. We see a lot of customers that do a Google search and they get someone other than the bank, and quite often those are scammers that try to separate them from their money or try to steal money from them. So, you know, you know what their number is, or pull out your debit card, which has the number on the back of it, and call and just ask to verify. Stay safe. You don't want to actually place yourself at risk. You want to check, and if you're not sure, call a Faster PC.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back, ready to answer your questions. One of the things that we were just going over in the last segment was how to determine if an email is legitimate or not, whether you should click on the link, whether you should open an attachment. And one of the things that we actually provide for our customers, and we can provide this for you as well if you want us to do so, is we have several customers that will just give us a call and say, hey, is this legitimate? Or send us the
something via email. Well, we got an email the other day. I got an email from one of our clients that asked, well, is this email legitimate? And what it was a Microsoft one-time access code that was emailed to him. And this is interesting because, you know, really what that means is that someone was trying to access his Microsoft account. And they didn't have the password, so they sent an access code to his email. Now, if they also had access, if they did have access to his email account, then they could actually get access to his Microsoft account. Now, what would that matter if they got access to his Microsoft account? Well, Microsoft has OneDrive, and if a client is using OneDrive, then that's their cloud storage. And what we're talking about with cloud storage, you can kind of think about it. What are the clouds? They're up in the sky. What happens with cloud storage is there's a server that's not at your location. It's in the internet, kind of like up in the cloud. And there's a server, and in this case, it's a Microsoft server that will store your data. And I use OneDrive. I use OneDrive to back up my files, and I can also free up space on my computer by offloading those files up to OneDrive. And the thing is, if I were using OneDrive and I had business information on my OneDrive and someone got a hold of that OneDrive account, well, they can really get a lot of information. And by the way, I do use OneDrive, but I do not put sensitive information. Like, for instance, I don't put passwords in OneDrive. I don't put my customers' login information in OneDrive. We store that securely outside of the cloud. And that way, we can actually provide better protection for our clients. And so, but you can just imagine why someone would want to get into someone else's Microsoft account, because they could potentially get access to files. They could potentially get access to the files that people have been working on. So this is something that it is important to protect these online accounts, and you can protect them not only with a username and a strong password. And when I say strong password, I'm not talking about using your dog's name and your birthday. I mentioned one of our clients, their email account was hacked, and I won't say the actual password that they had, but they had something like cat12345. And they wanted to change it to kitty12345. And I just suggested that they might want to choose a more tricky email address or a more tricky password for their email. And you want to use a secure password. And you also want to add multi-factor authentication on top of that. Now, multi-factor authentication does require an additional step, and that will make it actually more difficult for even you to log in. But as long as you are capable of handling that additional step, and I know that sometimes when people get older, it's more difficult to handle additional things to do. But if you can handle that, having a username and a password, and also then verifying with another device, quite often it's a cell phone, that where you would receive a text message with a code on it, or maybe an authenticator app where you would open the authenticator app and get a code and type it into the computer. Or maybe the computer would send a notification to an app on your phone, maybe an authenticator app. Or if it's a Google account, for instance, it could be sent to Google or to another Google program on your
on your phone or app on your phone, and you would actually open it up and choose, yes, it's me. And then quite often there's a set of numbers that are displayed on the screen, on the computer screen, and then you have to actually press that number on the phone to actually allow the connection to be made. So that's an extra way that you can actually protect your account. And you can do that, by the way, not only with email. You can do it with your Microsoft account. You can do it with your email account. You can do it with your social media accounts. If you have Facebook or other social media accounts, X, which used to be Twitter, you can set up MFA, multi-factor authentication there. If you have any cloud storage, you can set that up. And we encourage you to set this up really anywhere that you can. We can even help you set this up on your own computer as well. And why would you want to do that? Well, what if someone else gets a hold of your computer? Do you want them to have access to your data? Do you want them to be able to, you know, maybe you have a tax return there. Maybe, you know, that tax return is going to have your name. It's going to have your social security number. It's going to have your date of birth. It's going to have your address. If you have a spouse, it's going to have their information. If you have children, it may have their information as well if they're still a dependent. And so you can actually get that, get into there. And that's something that you'll want to actually look at, and you can add MFA, to even your own computer so that you have a username, you have a password, and then you also are authenticating with MFA. And again, MFA stands for multi-factor authentication. Sometimes it's also called two-step authentication, where you're logging in with a username and password, and then also getting a second step, which would be either a code that is texted to you or a code that you're using with an app to get in there and approve that connection. So these are ways that you can actually get in and look and make sure that your system is being protected and that the person that is logging into your computer is who you think they are. So it really protects you. Again, even though it adds an extra layer that you have to do for you to log in, which makes it slightly less convenient for you, it does make it more convenient in that no one else can log in without having access to that, to your phone, where they can get that authenticator app or that code via text or through any other way that you're authenticating there with the multi-factor authentication. So these are ways that we can help protect your computer. We can help whether you're an individual, whether you're a business, a medical office, a lawyer's office, a dental office. By the way, many of the business entities are actually required to use MFA. There are several different security standards that are in force with many of the various providers out there. And we can actually look at this and help you provide this opportunity where in addition to the username and password, you also need to authenticate with MFA. And again, how does this help you? Well, it makes sure that the person logging into your computer or logging into your account is really you. Because in the case of our customer that emailed us, well, they emailed us to say, is this email legitimate? And really, the email was legitimate, but I asked this customer, check with your staff, see, was anyone trying to get into your account? And did they send this code to you? And if not, then, someone else is trying to get into your account. And how often do these attempts happen? Well, they happen quite often.
Microsoft, on their business side, on their business email, they actually have about 300 million failed login attempts a day. Now, sometimes that might be someone that forgot their password or typed it incorrectly, or maybe they had cap locks on when they were supposed to be off, or they didn't have the num locks on or something like that. But you know what? A lot of those are hackers. They're trying to get into your account, trying to get access to your data. Why? So that they can get access to your emails, so that they can get access to your OneDrive, so that they can see the files that you have been storing there, and they can utilize that information and maybe sell it on the dark web or use it to try to break into your computer network, maybe using that information to see, you know, what types of emails do you send? What types of emails do you receive? What would happen if someone on your staff received an email that said it came from you and was the same type of content that you would send, that you had sent in the past? And of course, if a hacker actually had access to your account, well, they could even send it from your email account. So it's very important, again, to look at these emails to see, is this email legitimate? Should I click? Should I open the attachment? If you're not sure, we do provide this service. Our number is 772-878-5978. You could call us and we can help you out. We can provide remote support on this type of situation. We can also help you implement MFA to make sure that your accounts are as secure as possible, and to investigate anyone that might say, well, you know, I'm not sure who sent that request. Someone's trying to get into my account. You know, would it be prudent to go and actually change usernames and passwords to make sure that no one has access to your email address, and to double check and triple check all that information? It's you can never change your password too often. Of course, if you change your password, it's important to remember it. And we'll talk in a future show about how you can use a password security program to help you store your passwords and create complex.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title of tomorrow's sermon is Happy New Year. May you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again,